Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 36 through 44. That's the book of Matthew, gospel according to Matthew, chapter 26, verses 36 through 44. I am reading from the NIV Bible. It reads as follows. Then Jesus went to his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with them, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." Verse 40, then he continued or returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Couldn't you men keep watch for me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Verse 42, he went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Saints, I want to speak today on the topic, the most important part of praying. Amen? Amen. Jesus knew that the time was coming when he would be put to death. He also knew the pain and the humiliation that he would endure. He also knew that this was all God's plan and the reason that God sent him to earth. Nevertheless, Jesus was full of deep sorrow, as mentioned in verse 38, which says, "Then he said to them, 'My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me.'" Think about this for a second. If these events were about to happen to any one of us, would we not be sorrowful? Who wants to be beaten, mocked, humiliated, and nailed to a cross? Jesus told Peter and the two sons of Zebedee that his soul was overwhelmed to the point of death. Now, a couple of things stood out with this statement. Number one, he was wrestling with the idea of dying just like anyone would and felt great sorrow. The second thing I want to point out that he stated that his soul was overwhelmed. The flesh or human part of Jesus was crying out just like we would in this situation. Amen. Verse 39 says, going a little further, he, meaning Jesus, fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." Jesus was asking God if this sacrifice that he was about to fulfill could be done another way. The human part of Jesus did not want to die. Even though Jesus was asking as a human, his real persona being the Son of God stated, "Yet not as I will, but as you will." In plain English, Jesus knew the will of God, having the ultimate relationship with him, and was for him to die on the cross was the will of God. And he would not allow his human part to rule over him and try and change the equation. Now, in verse 40 to 41 states, then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Couldn't you men keep watch for me, with me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into the temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Now, check this out. Jesus was warning the disciples. He was telling them to stay prayed up, or the human or flesh part of them could overtake them. The temptation would be greater. Jesus had just experienced this when his human side wanted a way out. He was telling them that the flesh or the human nature can get them away from what is the will of God. The temptation that Jesus was dealing with and made no secret of to the disciples was the fact that he wanted to live. He was being tempted to go against the will of God, not to die on the cross, but to live. His human side wanted God to change the plan that was put into place long before Jesus was born in the flesh. Think about that. Verse 42 states, he went away for a second time and prayed. My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done. Jesus already knew the answer to this question, as God had already told Jesus of his plan. He needed to pray in order to stay on point and not allow his own will to prevent the plan of God. Jesus went in prayer twice so far to ask God about this, knowing that his quiet time with God would give him strength to endure his own death. Wow. This brings up a few questions that we must ask ourselves. First question, do we go to God to try to overcome our own will to do the will of God? Number two, do we pray without ceasing and stay in prayer until we get an answer? Now, bear with me. I know this message is about the most important part of prayer. I haven't touched on that quite yet, but trust me, it is coming. Verse 46 states the following. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Now, Jesus went to God in prayer three times to get the answer that he needed to continue his quest. He asked again, was there any way that God could change his mind? Now, here's the most important part of praying that Jesus did. He asked God, but he waited to get an answer to his question. He needed a boost from God to continue when his flesh became weak. He went into the presence of God three times to seek answers. That is what we should do as well, because God has all the answers and his answers are always 100% correct. God has a plan that we all should listen to. Jesus did not continue with his purpose in life until he received the answer from God. The answer to his question was, do God's will. We talk about prayer being important, and it is. God wants to hear from us. He wants us to seek him and to learn of him. He wants us to have a relationship with him so that we can hear his voice. He wants us to have a relationship with him so we can grow. Now, which brings us to the title of the scripture. What is the most important part of praying? Well, the most important part of praying is listening. We seek God in prayer, but we do not listen for the answer like Jesus did. Jesus went to God three times until he finally got the answer. He waited before doing anything else until he got that answer. He listened for the solution and waited until he received it. This brings up several questions that we must ask ourselves. Number one, do we wait on the Lord before we proceed? Number two, do we wait until we receive a response? Number three, do we seek him continuously until we get the answer to our questions? Number four, are we willing to stop everything until we get an answer? Number five, are we willing to accept God's answer even if it is not the answer that we expected? And number six, which is even more important, are we willing to accept God's answer even if it makes us uncomfortable? Jesus gave us the example to live by. He saw God in prayer several times and waited until he got the answer before he proceeded on his godly mission. The answer did not feel comfortable. I mean, who wants to die? But he proceeded anyway. Hugely important. Amen. This is a perfect example of how we should be doing it. And we haven't been doing it. We repent. Saints, let me tell you, God gave us this message for a reason. Through Jesus, we have learned that the very most important part of praying is indeed listening. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, our God, in the name of Jesus we come, giving you praise and thanking you for this word. Thank you for your love, your correction, your conviction. And please forgive us, Lord, where we've fallen short. Teach us how to listen to you, Lord, how to wait on you, Lord, before proceeding, how to move forward with your answer, even if it makes us feel uncomfortable, Lord. Help us to just accept it as your will and do your will, Lord. Father, we want to grow our relationship, and that is part of our growth, to be able to seek you continuously and to wait for the answer before we proceed, so we can do your will and not our own. Help us in this area, Lord. I pray, Father, and I repent for everybody, Lord, because we all fall short. I pray that this message will be received according to your perfect will. I pray that you'll draw people to the site so they can hear it, so that you and only you can be glorified. I pray that this word will go forth from the north, the south, and the east, and the west, and I pray that it will touch many. Father, I thank you, and I ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.